Hi, I'm Casey Sharperson, international speaker, brain strategist, and author of the book Dream Build Repeat, Harness Fear to Confidently Pursue Your Biggest Dreams. Here on the Dream Build Repeat podcast, you'll find honest conversations on how to build the successful, joy-filled life of your dreams through both strategy and inspiration. We'll talk about faith, business, career, and everything in between. Ultimately, I want you to know that you're not alone, you don't have to have it all figured out, and that your dreams are valid. I believe that you're here for a reason, and I'm so glad you are. Let's go. Okay, so this is a fun one. This is actually a podcast where I am being interviewed by one of my really good girlfriends in life and in business, Candice Janae. So if you are not already following her, make sure that you do. She is absolutely incredible. She is the host of the Go-Getter podcast, and she helps women as part of her brand. She helps women build six-figure businesses. Again, she's one of my good girlfriends, and this was recorded back in November of 2020. It's actually her top listened to podcast on her platform for a guest interview. So I love having that spot. And I said, let me go ahead and bring this conversation over to my podcast. So enjoy this conversation, enjoy the content, and be sure to connect with Candice and listen to her podcast as well.
Hey, ladies, and welcome to another episode of the Go-Getter Podcast. I'm your host, Candice Janae, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today. I am really excited about this next guest podcast host that we have, Casey Sharperson. She's so amazing. You guys are going to hear her voice. You're going to hear what she has to say and be so excited and just really get a wealth of information from her. Today, we're talking about discovering your God dream. And I love this topic literally because I think as Christian women entrepreneurs, whether you're just getting started or you're trying to really uncover and unveil like that next big thing that God wants you to do, or you want to pay attention to that big vision that God has for you, sometimes we can get stuck trying to figure out exactly what that is. So we're going to be talking to Casey about exactly how to discover the God dream and really walk confidently in that. So Casey, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Candice. I'm super excited to be here as well. I can't wait.
Yay. I feel like I'm always saying I'm super excited. So I know the audience is like, we're tired of her saying this, but you know, y'all, these are really some amazing women that are on this platform. And I know Casey is, I know her personally. Our story is funny because we like randomly connected through an in-person event and then have stayed connected on social since then. And it's been really, really great just watching your story just unfold on social media. So I know your story and, you know, I know bits and pieces of it too. And I'm always learning something new. So if you could tell us your story, what you do and how you got started to introduce yourself to our guest.
Yes. Thank you. I'm one of those people too, that is excited about everything. So I say that too. I'm like, I'm so excited. You guys, I'm so excited. And they're like, is this authentic? And I say, yes, it is. Cause I am this excited. Like bottom line, connected too, because we were both cheerleaders. So I just think that's just natural to us. Like we really are this happy and excited all the time. But I am Casey Sharperson. I am a speaker and author of the book, Dream, Build, Repeat, Harness Fear to Confidently Pursue Your Biggest Dreams. Podcast host of the Dream Build Repeat podcast, and I'm a brand strategist. So I'm really passionate about working with women who have an idea in their heart, you know, they have a God dream and they're trying to figure out how do they make this happen? You know, how do I get this idea into the reality? And then also, can I make money from it? So that's what I really love to help women do, kind of pull those pieces together so that they can launch and sustain their brand and their business with confidence, without fear or without much fear, and with really simple strategies, because I honestly believe that people make starting a business and building a brand sound so complicated, and it's 15 steps and you have to pay all this money and you have to have all these tools and all these things, when in reality, it's like, no, like let's get the simple things done. And then we expand and add all these other tools. So that's what I'm really passionate about doing. It has been a journey to get to this point as far as identifying myself as a speaker, as a brand strategist, as a podcast host, because I had this desire really young, actually. I always really enjoyed speaking. So I had this desire to, you know, be on stage and inspire people. But over time, and I think that your listeners can relate to this, is that over time, that just didn't seem very practical. It didn't seem like a real job or something that anybody really did. So I then started this journey of following the path of becoming an attorney. And I thought that that would be good because I could still be in front of people. People would be forced to listen to me. I could be right all the time. And I like to read. So like those things, everybody told me I'd be a perfect attorney. So I started on that journey and I decided around third grade that I was going to be an attorney. And so that really led and guided all the steps that I took coming up to this point. When I got to college, I ended up majoring in marketing. And I chose that just because I thought it sounded cool. And I liked watching Hallmark movies where people would write on this whiteboard and be like, here's this new business idea. And it's just fabulous. And we're going to save Christmas, you know. So I'm a huge Hallmark movie fan. So that's, I think, honestly, why I chose marketing. It's really kind of comical that that's how I chose my major, but I did that. And then my minor was Spanish. So in the end, I was still really focused on going to school to become an attorney. So I had this moment where God just totally shook my entire world and shifted my perspective. And I was no longer on that path to becoming an attorney, but I was on this crazy path of entrepreneurship and building something in my 20s, which I didn't think I would do that. I thought I would start my own business when I was like 40 or 50 or 60, like once I got past this whole law thing. So that's a little bit about my journey of how I kind of got here. It was a huge shifting. I never anticipated that this is what my life would look like. But, you know, God is really interesting in how he sets you up and how he set me up to get to this point. So it's a kind of funny journey.
Yeah. I feel like all of our stories are so interesting in how God just like starts to show us different parts. And even like something as simple as you picking the marketing major, just not really having a real reason, and, you know, God allowing that to be used in the way that it's being used now. And I think there's so many good things. Like, we haven't gotten into like the good questions yet, but I think it's so many good things that we can learn from what you said. One of the things you said early on is that, you know, when we start with simple things, like with building, like just start with something simple and then expand. And I think that's so huge, because a lot of times as entrepreneurs or visionaries, we get overwhelmed by the grand vision. Like, we see how big it is and we're like, what? Like, where do I even start? And it's like, sometimes we can get so scared and nervous. So I love it that you made it super simple, is that you start with the simple things and then you expand. And what's so funny is that our stories align even more. We're always finding new stuff. Like, so you minored in Spanish. I am also, I could have minored in Spanish, but I was the person that was trying to do too many tracks. I had a mechanical engineering degree and also was getting an MBA. So it was like trying to add a Spanish minor would have been a lot, but I am fluent in Spanish, okay? And I know how to write a paper in Spanish, okay? That's about it. But yes, girl, I love me some Spanish. I can't wait to go back to Mexico. I'm currently planning my next trip. But yeah, I think it's also beautiful how God allows like even the little things to be used. And I know you have traveled internationally, and like, I feel like God has even spoken to me about like how he'll use me and like that little thing even internationally. So just a random story of like, I went to Honduras for a missions trip back in, I think, 2015, 2016. And I ended up being the only person on the trip that knew how to speak Spanish. So I was like the translator on this missions trip. It was a lot, you know, it was a lot, but but, you know, it was like, it was funny to see how like God will use all the little things. And so I just love little things like that, because it gives us the opportunity to get to know you. So I love to know that you are also a Spanish speaker. So we're going to pivot into our first segment, which is the getting to know this go-getter segment. And so literally all this is a quick rapid fire game to get to know a little bit more about you. And all you have to do is share the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Okay. All right, you ready?
I am ready as I will ever be. I'm kind of nervous. The first thing that's going to pop in my head, I'm going to try not to filter.
Okay, don't filter. Just be you. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Email or DM?
DM.
Eat out or order in?
Eat out.
Yeah, we've been missing that these days. COVID. It's like, take me out somewhere, people. Yes. Save or spend?
Spend.
Girl, I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay. Late nights or early mornings?
Late nights.
Impact or income?
Ooh. What?
If you can
income.
Choose.
Income.
Okay. Yeah. Girl, you better do it because you know you're going to put the impact there anyways. Okay. Get That's your it. Money, sis.
That's it.
I'm here for it. Relaxation or adventure?
Ooh, adventure.
Physical Bible or Bible app?
Physical Bible.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Work hard or play hard?
Play hard.
Awesome. So I love this segment because I feel like it gets to know. Now, I want to know, why Netflix over Hulu?
I was really struggling with this. I have both.
Me too. Yes.
So I have both. But I feel like Netflix has, they just have additional content that Hulu could potentially have. The things I would really miss from Hulu, though, I'm really loving The Mindy Project. I mean, I just love that show, and it is on Hulu. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I can just chill and be like, this is so sweet and cute and also kind of relatable and hilarious. So Hulu has things like that, but Netflix, I feel like, well-rounded movies, television shows, original things. So, yeah, I feel like Netflix.
I feel like I'm always going to live with both of them. Like, there's never going to be a time where I don't have both. I mean, I'm a Netflix girl, but I also, like, I feel like the only thing I ever used to turn my Hulu account on for was This Is Us. And I'm, like, so hooked to that. And then more recently, I ended up getting the live TV version of Hulu that is actually pretty addictive. So I do not recommend if you're trying to save money, okay? it's like $50 a month, and it literally you get to see like live TV on like Lifetime and stuff. But I was watching Married at First Sight like when it was happening live, girl.
Yes.
But Married at First Sight is also on Netflix once it's so it's pretty cool to see that. So I always like to ask those questions just because we're more than just business owners. So I also like to ask the question of, what's your favorite Bible verse right now and why?
Yes. Okay. So I'm not a huge like quote person. Like, I don't usually remember a quote or even usually a single verse. And this sounds bad because I teach the Bible all the time. But I'm more of like a concept and a story, and I think about it collectively. But if I had to pull one out, it's Proverbs, I believe Proverbs 11:25. And it basically says, like, he who is generous, or she who is generous, will, I'm trying to think of the version. Okay, I'll do the NIV version, which is basically, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So in short, to me, that just means, as much as I pour out, as much as I give, I will receive that from God. And also what I'm finding, especially in the season that I'm in right now, is that others will then pour back into me. So it's like this cycle of, you can never really be depleted. Like, it's impossible. So this idea that, oh my gosh, I gave too much, is not even a real thing. You know, if I feel like I gave too much, that means that I'm not allowing myself enough time to be refreshed. So I do love that scripture. And that is a key for me right now.
Girl, I'm over, what y'all didn't see, the listeners, okay, was me over here nodding my head like, girl, yeah, this is good. This is good. What Casey didn't tell you is that she be preaching at her church on Sunday sometimes, but we're not going to talk about that today because she tried to not tell us that. She is so anointed. She's so good at what she does. And she's an amazing speaker too. She's an international speaker. I'm not sure if she said that either, but she has just so much under her belt that it's just, you know, honestly so impressive. So I'm excited to jump into the go-getter conversation, okay? So today we are talking about discovering your God dream. And so just talk to us about what is a God dream?
My definition, if I had to put one out there, my definition of a God dream is something usually that was placed in your heart long ago, likely at childhood. And it's something that is bigger than you. You know, this God dream is not something that you can accomplish by yourself. It's not something that you could do with your own intellect or with your own skill. This is something that God has designed for you as a vessel, but now you have the opportunity to partner with God so that He will equip you with everything that you need. So I am a firm believer that we have everything we need in order to succeed and in order to do what it is that God has designed us to do, but it is only through the work of the Holy Spirit. So that's what I think a God dream is. It's bigger than you. And so it's that idea that God has placed you on this earth for a particular purpose, for a season, for a solution to a problem that you are so passionate about. And that's what a God dream looks like.
Girl, I mean, that's so good. I mean, you said a lot of things, especially like something that I revisit often is the concept of stewardship. And you said that is like, we have everything we need right now to, you know, accomplish and go after that God dream. And I've even personally, in my personal study time, I've been studying Luke 1, and it has been interesting because I feel like I've read the Bible, you know, like I'm not one of those people who have searched the scriptures and I know like all the, you know, it's like I have, you know, I'm learning. We're all still learning. And so, but the Luke 1 was a chapter that I had come across multiple times because it talks about basically the angel Gabriel announcing to Mary that she was going to be pregnant with the Messiah. And also, that same angel spoke to Zacharias, I think, or Zachariah. I don't know. I forgot his name. You know, I'm just as bad as you are, you know, at this point.
I feel you, girl. Yes.
I mean, I'd be mixing up names, but it was Elizabeth's husband who basically like went into the temple. And like while he was worshiping in the temple, the angel came to him and was like, you know, you're going to have a son. And like he was old. And so was his wife, and said, you're going to have a son and you're going to call him John. And like, because he did not believe, literally, like the Holy Spirit muted him. Like he could not speak until like 8 weeks after the baby was born. So, and the thing that I paid so much attention to that time, like I had heard that story just about how like Elizabeth had been like, you know, had been given this child and so had Mary. But what I paid attention to was the involvement of the Holy Spirit in the process. It was crazy because the angel literally told the father that, you know, because the baby that was being birthed was John the Baptist. And he literally said, you know, he's going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, even in his mother's womb. And then even when Mary asked, okay, like, I've never known a man, how shall this be? When she asked that, he literally responded and said, like, it was the Holy Spirit will cover her. And I was just like, wow, like we be missing out on the role that the Holy Spirit. And if you're moving too quickly, you can miss it. So the fact that with the God vision for you, like the Holy Spirit plays a role in it. And you talked a lot about that. It's not about our intellect, but we have to enact and invite the Holy Spirit into what we're doing. And, you know, like our doubt can sometimes try to get in the way of what God's ultimate plan is. And so I love that. So given that, I would say like, how do you know if something is actually a God-given God-given dream? And also, like, what role does the Holy Spirit play in all of that?
Oh, that's so good. You talked about doubt. And, you know, in scriptures, it talks about the gifts are given without repentance, meaning that everybody has gifts, but it's really up to you to lean into those gifts and to trust those gifts. So what I see often is that people will say, oh my gosh, these people that aren't even believers are prosperous and they are thriving. And what I honestly believe is that they just trust themselves. Like they trust the ideas that they have and they go for it and they don't question. I truly believe that people who are in the church and believers, I feel like we can hold ourselves back even from an experience with the Holy Spirit because we doubt and question everything. Like we are questioning, am I worthy to be in this room? Do I have enough to do this thing? Meanwhile, all these other people are like, I mean, what do I have to lose? Right? So the goal of the Holy Spirit moving within your God dream is that, you know, you're tapping into the Holy Spirit on a consistent basis. Like once you've invited him in, he's there. So now the only thing you have to do is learn to listen and follow. And that's it. It's not always a big booming voice. It's not always a moment where you go, oh, I know this is from God, but it's, I think I like marketing. Marketing sounds like a great major for me. You know, Spanish sounds like a cool minor. I like taking Spanish. Didn't at all feel like a God moment for me. It felt very haphazard. And the funny thing is like that's exactly where God wanted me to be. But I didn't think that I was making a God move at that time. So the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking. And then when you asked about, you know, how do we know that it's a God dream? What does a God dream look like? You know that it's a God dream because one, it's usually tied to something that you believed or a thought that you had or a dream that you had in childhood. And what happens, especially this happened for me too, is that I had an idea, but it didn't seem very attainable. I didn't see anybody else doing it. I didn't feel like I had X, Y, and Z. So I decided to do something that was more practical, something that made sense according to my schooling, something that made sense according to my training, according to my family, right? These are the things that we do to make sense. But God dreams don't make sense. Right? Because it's God and his ways are greater than our ways. So if we are moving according to the Holy Spirit, we find that we might end up in a situation where we're doing something totally different than what we ever anticipated. But then when we think back and say, what was it that I was always interested in? What was it that I was always attracted to? And you find out that there was a seed planted in there, but we just didn't water it. We just didn't nourish it. So it just was hidden for a long time until we have an experience or an awakening where God says, oh, remember that dream. And so maybe people are listening now and they're starting to remember and they're starting to have a vision of what it is that they have always wanted to do, but have been too afraid to do. So this could be your awakening. For me, my awakening was having two major doors slam in my face. And I'm like, well, what else am I supposed to do? And God goes, hey, remember, remember this thing that you had. So that's what I think a God dream is. It's something that's greater than you. It's something that has usually been placed inside of you that you might have ignored or might have muted. But the Holy Spirit is so generous with reminding us sometimes of our gifts and of our talents. And other people will speak into our lives and say, hey, you're an amazing speaker. Hey, you are so gifted with building women's businesses to make six figures. Wow, Candace, that is really a gift in you. And you didn't even recognize it until somebody said it. So
that's so funny. I mean, I love so much of what you said. And it's funny that you said the thing about the six-figure business, because even for me, I did have a woman that saw something in me and spoke into my life. She was like, your expertise is Instagram. Like, that's what you're good at. That's what you're going to teach people. That's where you're good at. And after that, I had that aha moment. That was the thing that started putting me on a path. But that was 2 years ago. I started focusing on Instagram more. And that's what led me into, you know, helping build those six-figure businesses for other women. But you, girl, now you dropped a lot of gems, okay? Because, you know, first you talked about just listening and following, right? Like a lot of times we overcomplicate. It's like, just slow down, listen to what God is saying, and then follow him and trust that whatever next steps you're going to need, he's going to give it to you in the right timing. And I know sometimes it can be harder, you know, to hear that and actually like listen to it and feel comfortable in it. And so I thought that was really good. But you also said that a God dream can be hidden. And, you know, I'm just so excited for the women that are listening, that are thinking back to those things that they put on the back burner. And they're like, you know what? Absolutely. And even for me in that same way, I'm getting ready to launch a fashion brand, right? And I had always put that out into the super far future. It wasn't until someone came and prophesied to me, like, girl, get that sketchbook out and start drawing your designs. And it opened my mind to something I used to do when I was a kid. I used to sit and draw people with clothes on. Like, I got excited coming up with new outfits for these, like, people. And so I never thought of it as, oh, this is something that God is trying to awaken. And so even as I'm sharing this, I hope for the ladies that are listening that whatever it is that you put on the back burner, literally let it come to the forefront. Because like Casey said, it can be, and most likely is, bigger than you. And so for a woman who's just starting, right? And they're like, I have no idea what, like, my God dream is, that God vision. What are some practical, like, first steps that they should take in discovering, like, what that God dream is?
Yes, yes. I love that question. My book, Dream, Build, Repeat, actually has a 7-step process that you can walk through, from the idea of, like, I have no idea what my dream is, what God is calling me to do, all the way to launch, right? So just know that that's in there. It's a 7-step process. But one of the first things that I talk about in that is taking an assessment of where you are right now. Like, are you pleased? Are you content with where you are? And if the answer is no, and likely if you're asking the question, you're feeling that tug, like you're feeling the restlessness. You go to work and you say, oh, I just feel like there's more. I'm making the amount of money that I wanted to make, but I just feel like there's more. Or, you know, you're seeing other people building these dream businesses and doing the things that you've always had an interest in doing, but you still feel stuck. Like, those are the women that now it's time. Like, that is calling. That's a calling that says, you know, God is taking you higher. God is trying to awaken that thing to take you higher. So number one is just take a quick assessment. Like, how am I doing? What do I like about where I am? What do I not like? And then start going on that journey of dream discovery and think back to, what did I enjoy as a child? What is it that people tell me that I'm really great at? What I found, especially working with women, is that they don't often recognize their gifts and their talents. They think everybody can do it, right? So I am an international speaker now. I thought everybody could speak. Honestly, I'm like, everybody likes this. I mean, I know that it's one of the top fears, you know, it's like the most popular fear, but everybody can do it. It's not unique, right? I thought everybody enjoyed presenting in front of the class until I realized that is not true. Yes, everybody has the ability to speak in front of a crowd, but there are some that it's a gift. Like, truly, it's a, you know how you see somebody and they just captivate you from stage, right? So speaking in this realm, it's a gift, right? And I didn't recognize that. Another thing that I took for granted was being a people person, being able to build relationships, go deep really quickly. Had no idea that that was a skill. Again, I thought everybody can do it. And even when people think about, what am I gifted in? What are my talents? They're thinking about something really tangible, like something very tactical. But a lot of times it's those soft skills that we don't ever pay attention to. So think about, what is it that people say to me? Even on my podcast interviews, when I'm talking to people, they go, wow, I have not shared that with it. Like, I didn't know that we were going to go here. I had no idea, right? That's creating a safe space for people to be themselves and to be authentic. One of my gifts, right? But again, in our society, we don't recognize those as gifts and talents. And then we don't even realize how those can play into our God dream. So enjoying speaking in front of people, encouraging people, being passionate about that, being passionate about, you know, seeing women thrive and grow and develop. These are all things that I didn't realize were gifts and interests and special gifts that God had downloaded into me. So I gave those examples not to juice myself up, but so that people can take a perspective and say, wow, I think I'm overlooking some of these gifts and talents that I have. So once you take some time, understand where you are, understand the gifts and talents that you have, then start just taking steps. I think one of the things that Christian women do especially is that they want a blueprint. Like, they want God to download step 1 to step 15. And God is just taking you saying, just do step one. And step one is when you have an idea, when you have a word of encouragement, post it on Instagram. Literally how I started. Like, that's it. That's not how I started. I actually started because I was sending out text messages. I used to study scripture and I would send a text to my brother and I'm like, hey, this was really impactful for me. A quick scripture, what I took away from it, right? And then he said, wow, this is really good. Like I forward this to my friends sometimes and they get really blessed by it. And I go, I thought this was real regular. Again, we discount our gifts, right? So then next step was, okay, maybe I'll just invite some other people. Do you want to receive an encouraging text message in the morning? This is what it looks like. Boom. Now I have a text message list. I'm sending this out. Then people said, wow, I wish that I could go back and look at all the past messages that you had. Boom, started a blog, right? I did not think that these were steps into starting a business. I thought, here's this one step. I'm going to take this one step and I'm going to, again, pay attention to the Holy Spirit. I didn't think of it at the time, but that's what it was. Paying attention to the Holy Spirit, moving forward step by step. Next thing you know, you're like Candace and you have hundreds of thousands of followers just because you're moving in flow.
Ma'am, you better prophesy because I don't see 100,000 or nothing yet, but it's on its way. Okay, honey.
Look, we need to time stamp this and then play it back.
Okay,
and
be it's like, currently Friday, November 20th, 2020. Okay.
That's it. Boom.
So 2020.
You heard it here first.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, I feel like, girl, I feel like you said so much good stuff, especially, you know, I feel like I was triggered when you said like women be wanting the full blueprint. And I'm like, wow, I can remember moments in my journey where I sat there like, God, I don't know what to do. I was stressed out. I was praying and crying. I was tarrying. I was trying to figure out what the heck to do. I was journaling. And it was like, I felt like once God just told me to calm down about it, like, and just start taking action, writing my ideas down, like it got a lot less complicated. And so I know sometimes, like, especially because we talked a little bit earlier about like, listen and follow, you know, once you hear it, just go after it. But how do you become actually confident going after your God-given dream?
Mm-hmm. That comes with practice and it's a muscle, which is why I didn't realize that I was going to be writing a book on fear and rejection until I wrote the book on fear and rejection. I had an entirely different idea, but as I was recounting some of the stories, some of those things that molded me and shaped me, I realized that the reason I was a perfectionist was because I experienced times where I felt like, man, if I had just been a little bit better, right? Or man, if I could have just changed this, or if I was more like this person, and then because I'm not more like this person, I didn't get this opportunity and now I'm rejected. So I took these things, these feelings into this journey of trying to follow God. So I'm taking this perfectionism in here. I'm taking my past rejection and I'm taking all of this fear into my walk with God. But the thing is, none of that has a place in the kingdom of God. None of that has a place in our walk with God. So then we make decisions based on fear and we make decisions based on these past hurdles that we've experienced instead of being focused on, no, I'm new in Christ. I'm whole in Christ. And, you know, failure is not even really a thing. Like failure is just a learning opportunity. So what I learned in posting these messages, you know, I was texting them out, I created a blog, and then I thought, wow, maybe I'm going to become like one of these fancy bloggers. And now I just need to tell people that I have a blog. So I took a screenshot of the short blog, put it on Instagram and got like 3 likes. And when I tell you, I was so upset. Like so upset because I said, well, clearly this is not from God. And like, and everybody just hates my writing and they think I'm terrible. And looking back, it's just like, no, nobody liked it because they didn't want to read all of it. Like that's that's just what it is from a marketing perspective and from a social media perspective. It just didn't work. But I took that as a personal attack on, man, they don't like my blog. Not Casey doesn't know how to market a blog. Right. And so you know, we enter into these new things with fear, and with hesitation. And the ultimate thing that we need to do is just learn how to trust and just try. And the more that you try, the more you start to recognize, wow, I think I'm hearing the voice of God. I think that still small voice, that idea that pops into my head, it won't go away. Wow, that's what the Holy Spirit sounds like. And the more confident you get with listening and following and seeing the results, even if it doesn't work out the way that you anticipate it to work out, then you'll see, wow, God opened up another door. Or no, God is trying to groom me and he's trying to release all this extra stuff, like this baggage of somebody doesn't like my post, so I'm now distraught. Like he's trying to shake me of that until I am over that. Now when I post something and I get all the likes and attention, now I'm grounded and I know this is all from God. Like the good, the bad, this is all a part of the path, and God will make it all work out. According, you know, Romans 8:28 is like God is gonna make it all work out regardless. Every bad situation, every failed launch, every attempt, everything that worked, everything that didn't work, God is going to develop and grow you to be a better person and a better follower of Christ. Because ultimately, this whole purpose that we have, the entire purpose of the reason that we're here on this earth, is to glorify God. So everything is here to bring him glory.
Girl, everything, all everything. And girl, I mean, you have given us quotes for days, okay? Number one. But I want to take us back to this one that you said. You said, failure is just a learning opportunity. And I think a lot of times we can let those failures talk us out of our achievements and talk us out of our future, you know? And so I love it that you framed it that way, because we hear that stuff a lot of times, but we don't really let it settle in. Like we allow the feeling of failure to just like cripple us so much that we give up on the dream. And it's like, don't give up on the dream. Continue to, you know, push through and follow God and follow what he has for you. Cause like you said, it's so much bigger than you. And so, I would love to know what things help you know if you're on the right track for your God dream, and how do you like know when you're actually hearing God's voice in that?
Yeah. How do you know when you're on track for your God dream? It can be a little confusing, because my perception of moving according to God and moving in a God dream was that everything was going to work out perfectly. That was my perception, because I had been sold this idea of Christianity, which was everything, you know, scripture, everything works out for my good, meaning everything is good, meaning I always have money, I always win, right? So I had this perception that everything was going to be perfect, and that's how I would know that I was on track. So imagine when things don't go well, how personally I took that, like, what did I do wrong? Why am I not worthy to have this blessing? Why is it so much easier for everybody else? I got to a point, and this major turning point for me was when I was in college, and I outlined this story in the book, but I had a major door close on me. And that is what I was honestly placing my worth in. Like I thought that this position was my God dream. And I thought that that was going to propel me to do the things that I felt like God wanted me to do. So when that didn't happen, I honestly said to God, I'm tired. Like I'm not dreaming anymore. I just want a good regular job. I don't want to do this because the heartbreak is too much. And when you find yourself in that position, that means that we've made an idol out of something, which is ultimately the reason why I didn't get that position, because I had made it an idol. And I felt like that position was going to validate me. So this God dream is still the same dream that I had. What I'm doing right now is the same, actually bigger than what I anticipated. And I'm not even where I know God is taking me, right? I couldn't even imagine the things that I'm doing now. But I went through this path because I had made an idol out of something. And so a God dream is one that is a process, but you don't have to always, it doesn't have to go right. You know, the path doesn't have to be straight in order to get to the God dream. So on the path of getting to a God dream, you might face struggle. You might face financial struggle. You might face relational struggle. You might face all of these things, but it's all a part of the process in the plan. And so I look at this as, okay, God, this door closed. Is this because I wasn't supposed to do it? Like, honestly, or is it because I had made an idol out of this thing? you know, I thought that this position was going to validate me. And God said, no, I validate you. Bottom line, like, you cannot, I don't want you on stage and you saying the reason that I got here is because of these two doors opening. No, no, no. I want you to get up on a stage and say the reason that I am here today speaking to you, coaching you, is because of God. Right? So just know and understand that the path doesn't always have to be easy. It's not always going to be smooth sailing, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So my biggest tip here, as far as learning to hear the voice of God, is I'm a Bible nerd, a theology nerd, right? So I always go back to, boom, if you want to hear what God is saying, hear what he has already said. So as you read scripture, and you start to understand the nature of God, then you can start to recognize the nature of God is this. So this particular situation does not align with the nature of God. So it's not, I don't believe that this particular, you know, path is for me, right? Because then you can start to recognize the difference between that fear voice and that doubt voice, which is the enemy, versus the hope voice and the empowering voice and the strengthening and the correcting voice that is God. So the more that you understand the nature of God, the more that you will begin to understand who he is and how he wants to use you. And I wish it was, you know, a formula, but I think it's just more practice. It's just practice, practice, practice. And then eventually you go, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I'm out here listening to God and I had no idea. You know?
Girl, I feel like you've made it so practical. Like, I mean, I love it. I feel like that the thing that spoke loudest to me is that you said, if you want to hear what God is saying, hear what he has already said. Like, he has, like, the word, we have that right there. And, you know, I really, really love that because it takes something that feels really, really complicated, like hearing the voice of God, like you think you're going to hear this audible voice. It takes something that could feel so overwhelming and complicated and simplifies it to, you know, just read the Bible and see what you feel like God is speaking to you from there. So this part of the go-getter conversation has been so great. I'm excited to transition into the go-getter empowerment segment, which is really just aimed at really empowering our listeners and just learning from your journey as well. And so I know we've talked a lot about, you know, just some of the achievements that you've had and just things that you have gone through over your journey, but I would love to know what obstacles you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur and really how you overcame them.
Yes. The biggest obstacle that I had to overcome as far as entrepreneurship goes was myself. And when I say myself, it was my self-talk, meaning I was taking all of those negative, past negative experiences, times where I had tried things and I felt like, man, this is really from God. Like, this is a moment where it's just from him. And then that didn't happen. So I was taking those rejections and taking the feedback that I had gotten. You know, I was a pageant girl. So, you know, there was a time where I was preparing for a pageant and one of my coaches said, yeah, so your voice, it's a little high. So here's what you want to do to make it more palatable to the judges. You should deepen your voice a little bit and then you'll be good. At that time, I had never even thought about what my voice sounded like. And now I was so incredibly self-conscious about it. And I know that they meant well. Honestly, I don't think she was trying to get into my head, but the enemy really used that. So think about it. Somebody who is called to be a speaker and now your voice is called into question. Right. And I've written a book now, but I can think back to being in English class and basically being told that my writing wasn't good enough. Right. So there are these things that I was called to do that God knew were a part of my path, but then there was resistance in getting there. So by the time I now have the opportunity to do X, Y, and Z, now my brain goes to, oh my gosh, remember this? Remember when you tried to do that and nobody voted for you? What happens when you put out a book and nobody buys it, right? These are things that in my brain, I was having such a hard time even through the book writing process. It was brutal for me because God was highlighting every single thing that I believed about myself, every single negative thing that I believed about myself. And he was ripping it up root by root. When I tell you, I was crying while writing the book because I was facing the reality of like, this is what I believe about myself. And now, or things I didn't even realize I still believed about myself. And now I'm writing this manual for people on how to overcome fear and rejection. And so I'm like ministering to myself through my writing. It's insane. But so that is one of the biggest things for me that I had to overcome, which was just the negative self-talk that was rooted in past experiences and being different, wanting to fit in. So now I'm in this journey of like, no, I'm totally exposed and I'm not fitting in at all. So it's just that negative self-talk it's very real, and it was very real for me.
Thank you for being so transparent, especially because I think that's something that a lot of us go through. And especially it's crazy. Like I always like to say that the enemy, I just can't stand him. He's bald headed and he raggedy and I don't like him at all. But because it's like the enemy uses the smallest things to like really try to get into the minds of like you of young people. And it's like you take that as truth and you carry it into the rest of your life, believing it to be true, even though it's so far from true. Like he is bald head and raggedy. That's all I got. Okay. And it really gets on my nerves. But let's talk about like inspiration and motivation and just things that are inspiring you right now. So tell us who is inspiring you right now and like who are some powerful women to we should be paying attention to. You don't have to give us a full list, but you know, usually you can share 1 to 3 people that are really inspiring you right now.
Yes. Okay. So one person who is inspiring me right now, I actually haven't shared this publicly, so y'all are getting the tea here. But my mom is actually battling triple negative breast cancer right now. So that journey has just been, it's been interesting. Candace has been along on the journey with me of finding that out, but just me being in a full-time caregiver position right now and just watching her fight through this and battling with her, like all the negativity that comes, you know, where people then tell you all their sob stories. And it's like, no, we are focusing on the victory at the end of the tunnel. So my mom has definitely been inspiring me in this season. Some other women that are inspiring me, as far as people to follow and people to watch, y'all already know Candace, so y'all can, you know, follow her, obviously. And then I have some women that I am in relationship with. So I'm just going to call out, you know, some people in our circle. So Taylor Bell, I'm sure Candace is going to tag all these people. So she has guided meditations and she faith-based guided meditations, and she's amazing. And I would say one of my friends, Brittany Cole, she is in leadership development and she has recently released a book and teaches a lot about what it looks like to thrive through grief in corporate America. And of course, one of our mutual friends as well, Marshawna Evans Daniels, she just birthed triplets and has multiple books. That's super inspiring for me. So I have a long list. Pretty much anybody that you can find on my social page, you know, just go ahead and follow them.
Girl, I love it. And, you know, also thank you for sharing. I know it wasn't easy to share that your mom is, you know, battling cancer right now. And I commend you for pushing through, persevering, and really continuing to show up. And it's encouraging. And, you know, I know like there are women that are listening that may, you know, have gone through like having a loved one, you know, battle from cancer. And just to see your story and your journey, I always try to tell people like, don't compare yourself to what you see on Instagram, because people are not sharing the full story and the full journey. They often share it when it's the right time for them to share. And so I just commend you. And I love it also that, you know, your mom is a fighter and that, you know, she's inspiring you even through this to remain rooted in faith. And all the women that you shared, girl, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we connect. And we are even featuring some of them on the podcast as well. So it'll be great to connect with them. So, you know, we value community and collaboration over competition. So, I mean, we've talked a little bit about, you know, connecting and the power of connecting with other women, but what would you say is the true power of connecting with other like-minded entrepreneurs of faith?
It's so key, because if you can find a space where you can be vulnerable and you can share your heart, this is where it makes it so much easier, where you don't have to do this alone. Because what the enemy will do is he'll tell you that you're the only one that is going through this. You look on social media, everybody is making a ton of money. Everybody has a beautiful, loving relationship. Everybody has perfect friends, right? Even those that try to, you know, tell the real, even that's a curated reel, right? Like let's be real. Even when I'm sharing vulnerable moments, I'm thinking about what's the best way to share this vulnerable moment. That's just the reel of the internet. So if you can find a space where you can connect and collaborate with other women, it grounds you, and then they will also be able to pour into you. So I have had moments where I come to my friends and I'm like, y'all, I don't like, why am I even doing this? Like, this is so hard. I would rather just give everything up. I don't think anybody would notice if I just fell off the face of the internet, and they're like, girl, you are being ridiculous. That is not true. People would notice, you know what I mean? So sometimes you just need that collaboration and that unity there of a support system. But then also what we find in other communities and in other cultures is that people support their own, right? So it's like, if I win, we all win, meaning let's build this thing together and let's grow together. And so what this podcast is even doing, like, this podcast is a form of collaboration. So my audience and your audience are now coming together, and now they have another new friend, right? So that is such power in collaboration and in sharing the wealth, and realizing that, just like the scripture I shared before in Proverbs 11:25, is that there's more, you know, those that refresh, those that pour out, those that collaborate, there's always more for you. So competition shouldn't even really be a thing, because there's space for everyone. There's space for your voice who's listening. There's space for Candace's voice. There's space for my voice. Even if we all have podcasts, there's still space for all of us.
Girl, like you said it, there's space for all of us. If you just look at the mere numbers of humans that live on the planet that have access to technology, like, you will see that there is somebody and a group of people, and there will be overlap. People can buy, like, people go to McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's. Like, y'all, get over it. Like, get over yourselves. Like Casey said earlier, I think a lot of times we allow pride and fear to get in the way of us really connecting with like-minded women that could pour into us, help us, and help us level up. So I love that. And so what do you tell the woman who's afraid of starting her next big thing, whether she's just getting started or she's maybe pivoting and launching out to do something new?
Yes, I would say that you are in a particular place that is not a surprise at all to God. So if you feel like you have missed your opportunity, it is not true. If you feel like you don't know where to go next, it is not true. The time, if you feel that restlessness, if you feel like, man, I just really want something different, now is the time to move. So take the first step that you know. If that first step is reaching out, DMing somebody and saying, hey, I'm really inspired by your work. I would really love to know how you did what you did. Boom, that is the first step. So this whole fear thing, fear is not even, it's not even real. Like, it's not something, we weren't given the spirit of fear. Fear is a very real emotion, but it's not something that we should hang our hat on. Like, you do something and it creates fear in you. And my uncle, who was actually Miami City's first Black attorney for the city of Miami, and he said, you know, Casey, I just make decisions based on, will this kill me? Like, if it does not physically kill me, why not do it? So I have adopted that mindset that said, man, I am really scared to send this email, but it's not going to kill me. I am really scared to put this new podcast out, but it's not going to kill me. So if the negative thing about, you know, is this going to kill me or not? If it's not going to do it, then move forward. You do it with shaking hands, you know, you do it with sweaty palms, but you still do it.
Yeah. If it's not going to kill you, still do it. I love it. I mean, one of the things that you said that really stuck out to me was just like, if you see something that someone else is doing, you want to figure out how to do it, or you're inspired or whatever, and just ask the question, just ask, just reach out and ask. You never know. And it brings me to a conversation I literally just had today. I have this is like probably one of my only like male friends in entrepreneurship, but he and I were talking and he literally scheduled time on my calendar. He's like, Candace, I know you're busy, but I have some questions I need to ask. And this man got on the phone with me to ask me strategic questions about how to build Instagram, strategic questions about like all this stuff that I freely would give to someone that I am in relationship with and connected with. And I was just reflecting and telling him, I wish more people that are connected with me would feel comfortable asking. But then it had me thinking like, he's a guy. There's this thing that goes on, especially within women of color, where we're like, oh, I can't ask, or she feels like I'm going to be stealing from her. And it's like, I am not that person. I am not the one. And so, you know, if you are connected with other women that inspire you, for example, like Casey launched a podcast before me. If something is growing wrong with my podcast, or I'm like trying to figure out how to grow, I can go to Casey and be like, girl, what are you doing for this? Like, and it's okay to ask. And I think we as women of color need to be better at that, of like not being afraid to ask, and also not getting offended if you reach out to somebody that you feel like you're connected to and they respond like, and don't give you an answer, or respond saying like that they like they charge for whatever services. Like, respect what people do, but don't be afraid to ask, because you never know like what the answer will be. So I love, love, love that. And so
I want to pop in and add one other thing to that, is I have built such amazing relationships from social media. I look at social media as a connecting tool. So it's a space where you can ask someone, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you can connect with them. And the power of just telling somebody that you see them and you appreciate their work as a creator, as somebody who creates all this type of content, and you don't always hear feedback, like, that is so powerful. And I have built relationships with people because I just said like, hey, I really honestly, real, this is not fake. Like, I really do appreciate the things that you're doing. And then that has opened up opportunities for collaboration. So just kind of wanted to pop that in. Like, you don't even have to know the person, but there's no levels in this game. Like, we are all humans. So whether somebody has a million followers on Instagram or 100 or 5, people, if you reach out to them, everybody appreciates a good reach out.
Girl, I second all of that you said. And I think it brings up a really great point as well, that, you know, a lot of times I'll get people that DM me and then like I respond. I like to send voice notes. People are surprised that I even respond to DMs. And I'm like, why are you like surprised? Like, why do people not respond to DMs? Like, and I mean, there are some DMs that I don't respond to because it's like, this does not deserve my attention. But, and you know, that's like people saying shady stuff and scamming, right? But it's like, I do my best. And, you know, there are a lot of creators out there that are like that, that will respond, that appreciate it, because, you know, we sometimes need that, you know, like to, cause you never know what we're going through behind closed doors. You never know what we're questioning, if we should continue and push on. So, that's really, really great. I mean, for you, especially during this time, you know, 2020 has been an interesting year at the time that we're recording this. So, I mean, what do you do for fun and for self-care? I know you're a woman of God, but you also run a business. You work a 9-to-5. We didn't talk about that. But what do you do for fun and self-care?
Yes. People ask me this question, balance, right? So I do work a 9-to-5. I work my however many hours I work with my own business. And I'm also now a caregiver for my mom. So what does that look like? What does fun look like? I struggle with this because the things that I do as far as writing, podcasting, speaking, like, that's fun for me, but it's also work. So there's this interesting balance of what that looks like. So I try to have some time where I do something that I enjoy. So I really love audiobooks. I really love chick lit fiction, like, a fan. So sometimes I'll listen to an audiobook. I'll listen to other podcasts. I listen to music and dance around my house. I will veg out and watch Netflix or Hulu. So especially with it being, you know, 2020, it's more of a challenge because I would spend more time, you know, with my friends when I wasn't on the road, because I try to, before I would travel about 75% of the time. So I would be really strategic about kind of pouring into those relationships. But right now it's pretty light. I also love a good candle and a bubble bath. So at this point, it's just the simple, quick things. I wish it was more luxurious, like going to the spa all the time, but you know, it's not quite there, but those are some things I had to do for self-care.
Girl, yes. A good bubble bath and some candles. Lord knows I end up buying too many candles, but it's a part of self-care, like you said. And so last but not least, I'd love to know, what does it mean to you to be a go-getter?
Ooh, what does it mean to be a go-getter? I would say, you know, if I had to look at what it looks like to be a go-getter, I would look at the life of Candace. Boom. So Candace is so passionate about what she does. So I think that a go-getter is really passionate. I think it's somebody who looks at a challenge and goes after it. They're not deterred by the challenge. And I think a go-getter is someone that really leans into their gifts and is passionate about getting those gifts out there into the world. So those are three keys that I have learned and witnessed from the founder and the creator of all things go-getter. So I think those are applicable to me and to your audience.
Thank you so much. And honestly, I feel like you have showcased your amazing speaking talents because you came up with that real quick. Okay, honey. Like it felt like you were teaching us, like you had prepared a lesson. Okay. And so, you know, how can we stay connected with you to keep up on what you're doing and just all the amazing things that you're doing with your brand?
Yes, I love that. So I am on social media. So Instagram, Facebook at Casey Carey. But of course, I'm very easy to find. My last name is a little easier to spell. So Casey Sharperson, just how it sounds. So Casey Sharperson, you can find me on all of the social platforms. If you head on over to my website, caseysharperson.com, my social is linked there. And you can also join my email list where I share just inspiration, tips, tricks, all the things on a fairly regular basis. So they can stay connected there.
Don't you have a book?
I do. I do have a book. Yes. I have a book, Dream, Build, Repeat. If you want a signed copy, and by signed, I mean I actually write a special note that is different for every single person that orders a book from my website. So if you order that from caseysharperson.com, I'll write a note. But if you really just want it on Amazon and you want it in 2 days unsigned and or in a Kindle version, you can grab it on Kindle. I am the only Casey Sharperson in the world, so I'm very easy to find. You could also listen to the podcast and follow me on social. I respond to DMs as well. So excited to connect with you all and hear the takeaways that you have from today's conversation.
Yeah, make sure you guys follow Casey. She is really such a great light. You guys are gonna just love all of her content. And make sure you actually grab the book. Like our podcast guests, they don't get anything for this other than showing up, sharing their wisdom, dropping their gems. So just do us a favor and go ahead and support Casey as well. And thank you so much, Casey, for just being on the podcast today. I surely enjoyed this. And if you guys love this episode and enjoyed this episode as much as I did, I want you guys to do us a favor. All you have to do is leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on. Of course, you know, that does a big boost for us, but only leave us a 5-star review if you really mean it. Okay. So, we love you. We're always praying for you and, you know, we're really praying the best for you, especially as this, episode comes out. It's the start of a new year and just know that God has so much good stuff in store for you. So do not lose heart. Do not get discouraged. Continue to be reminded that God has a plan for you, a purpose for your life, and that you can go after that God dream, just how Casey has told us today. So as always, we're praying for you. We love you. And we hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Did you know that all the resources mentioned today can be found in the show notes on caseysharperson.com/podcast? That's a great place for you to connect with me and the incredible guests that you get to meet on the show. Then make sure that you subscribe anywhere that you're listening to this podcast
That way you'll never miss an episode. If you happen to have iTunes, could you do me a quick favor and leave a review? It'll take just 30 seconds and it would mean so much to me. I also want to invite you to share this episode with anyone, and I do mean anyone, who needs a little encouragement, motivation, or clarity as they pursue their big dreams. You never know how that simple act can change someone's day. These are just two quick and easy ways to get this message out to more and more people around the world. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams. I believe in you, and the world needs your brilliance.